Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 4. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. In April 2019, a fire broke out in the famous Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Firefighters worked valiantly, but by the time the blaze was under control, the cathedral was a ruin. It was a smoking debris-filled wreck. The people of France, however, were determined to restore it. The effort required 1,500 trees and 46,000 cubic feet of new limestone. They restored the organ with its 8,000 pipes. They restored the stained glass windows. They restored the wrought iron railings. They retuned the cathedral's massive bells. They built a new roof. They constructed a new steeple. And while they were at it, they carefully scrubbed 450,000 square feet of surface, cleansing it of centuries of ancient grime. As of December, France has reopened this historic structure to the public. The final result of this restoration is truly breathtaking. Without question, this restoration effort was impressive. As great as this physical restoration was, however, the restoration of spiritual ruins is something else altogether. In Isaiah chapter 61, the Lord is speaking to a people in ruins. They have seen their home city, Jerusalem, go up in smoke. An enemy nation has carried them off into captivity. Far worse, however, is the brokenness of their souls. They realize they are the ones responsible for having turned their backs on their God. They realize they are the ones responsible for having brought their lives to ruin. But their Savior God is a God who keeps His promises. He's promised to send a Savior from sin, and when He does, this Savior will wash them clean of their guilt. He will cover them in the holiness of the holy life that He will live on their behalf. And in doing this, He will restore them to Himself. They will be in ruins no more. God has kept that promise for you and me, too. Apart from Him, our lives are in ruins, ruined by our sin. But Jesus has come. Through the good news of what He has done, His Spirit has restored us. He has cleansed us with His blood. Our lives with Him are now fresh and clean and new. Lord Jesus, I was in ruins, but You have restored me by Your gospel. Thank You. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.